But here Shri Krishna says, take all relationships. So he's not only a friend, he's your enemy also. Even as an enemy, he is your friend. He is your divine, he is your master. Even as a beloved, he is your master. In every way, in every form, if you see how easy it becomes, you continue the same activities, you change and put it all in the divine. Yetu sarvani karmani mai sanyasya matparaha. Now you can see this is not the description only of bhakti. Sarvani karmani, all actions are to be reposed in the divine. Matparaha, your mind also should be constantly engaged in him, in the divine. Ananyena eva yogena mam dhyayanta, and constantly contemplate on me. By this uncomparable yoga, which is integral yoga, tesham aham samuddharta, I am this one who gives salvation, samuddharta. I am the gate of salvation to all of them. Mrityu sansara sagarat, they are all rescued from this great ocean of the world which is besieged by death. Bhavami nachirat partha mai aveshita chetasam, to all of them I become samuddharta. I become the rescuer of all of them. It is for this reason, if you only approach the relationless, then relationless does not relate himself to you because you are approaching the relationless. The immutable is relationless. So, relationless only invites you to climb. He doesn't come down to lift you up. There is no relationship. He is silent, he is incommunicable. It is you who approach him, so the climbing becomes difficult. He is not there available to you, because ye yatha mam prapadyante, you approach the divine as silent and he remains silent to you. You approach him as the one who helps you, he is a helper to you. So, for them I become samuddharta. Because they take my help, they want my help. They say, give me your hand. So I give the hand to him. Therefore, this path becomes swifter, easier, and much more integral. Because in every form, in every activity, in every relationship, I manifest.
So this is somewhat like that link, as you say.
Link. Yes, that's right. Correct.
Here also,
correct. Correct. That's right. There's a continuous unity in the Gita.
Unity, yes.
The whole of the Gita is a united, one great teaching.
Just like a chain. In
yes.
In a fashion, this is almost like auto-suggestion. Whatever you suggest to yourself, he is. That is the way.
You might say auto-suggestion theory itself is a partial understanding of this larger secret. Instead of saying it is like auto suggestion itself is a theory which is a partial reflection of the larger understanding. Why does auto suggestion work? Because the Supreme Divine always has this attitude towards you. As you approach him, so he approaches you. Therefore, even auto suggestion succeeds. But auto suggestion is wrong, is defective, because it only talks of suggestion coming out or by yourself. But suggestion is not the only power. Therefore, auto-suggestion theory is a limited theory and does not explain why auto-suggestion succeeds. So now Shri Krishna says, mai eva mana adhatsva mai buddhim niveshaya ni vasishyasi mai eva ata urdvam nasamshaya. There is no doubt that you will certainly arrive at me. Ni vasishyasi mai eva, you will certainly live in me, dwell in me. Mai eva mana adhatsva, fix your mind on me. Niveshaya buddhi mai, put your buddhi in me. Then surely you will come to me and you will live in me. Atha chittam samadhatum na shaknoshi maisthiram. Abhyasa yogena tataha mam ichchaptum dananjaya. If you find that this is difficult, that your buddhi is to be fixed in the Supreme, if your mind is to be fixed in the Divine, if this is difficult, then I give you an easier path. Abhyasa yogena. What is abhyasa yoga? Abhyasa yoga is a practice of a method, repetition of an experience. You may not succeed in keeping your mind all the time on the Divine. Does not matter. You repeat your effort. It is broken, repeat again. Repeat the same method again and again. Repeat the same experience again and again. So even if you are broken, don't worry. Apply the abhyasa yoga.
Somewhat like jap, one by one, yes. One by one.
That is one method. But there is one method. Whatever method you are following, you repeat it. Not only japa, there may be many other methods. You continue. If you are doing philosophical method, repeat the philosophical method. If you are doing karma yoga method, you do that method. Whatever method you take, repeat it. Abhyase api asamartha asi. If you are incapable of that abhyasa, then I give another method. Mat karma paramo bhava. Do all actions as if for me. Offer all your actions to me. So even the abhyasa yoga is not necessary. Just whatever action you do, you offer to me. Mad artham api karmani kurvan. If you go on doing those karmani, those works, which are meant for me, siddhim avapasyati, then you will attain to the highest realization. Atha etad api ashaktosi. Even if you are not capable of that also, atha etadapi ashaktosi kartum mad yogam ashritaha, if you are not able to put your actions all over to me, then I give further means, sarva karma faratyagam tata kuru yatatmavan. Then whatever action you do, you don't even need to offer to me. You just don't be desirous of the fruits of action. Sarva karma faratyagam tata kuru yatatmavan. Do all your action. Go on. You only don't expect, don't only desire the fruits and enjoyment of fruits of action. Sarva karma falatyagam.
Nice poor. Very generously poor alternative.
Options are given. And now Sri Krishna says, which is better of these? He puts a kind of a scale of these four methods. Shreya hi jnanam abhyasat. There is a difference between abhyasa and jnana. Abhyasa is the repetition of the effort, repetition of the method. Better than that is, of course, jnana. Jnana is thought turned luminously towards the object of knowledge. Not only thinking. Thinking which tries to get the meaning of the object. And when the meaning of the object becomes luminous, that is jnana. That must be thought, application of thought on the object, and the grasp of that object luminously, so that you say, I understand, I know. So, grasp of the object of knowledge luminously, that is jnanam. So, better than abhyasa, repetition of experience or of the effort or the method, there is jnana. It is much better. Dhyanat karma falatyaga tyaga shantir anantaram. More than this meditation on that jnana, jnana is an application of the mind, of the thought. But dhyana is a process which is higher than thought. Dhyana is a concentration of consciousness on the object. When a consciousness not only applies towards the object to know it, but also to experience it, that is dhyana. When you simply try to understand an object by thought, it is jnana. But when you try to experience that object, it is dhyana. So, jnana dhyanam visheshyate. Better than jnana is dhyana. Because in dhyana there is not only a thought movement but also experience element. In jnana movement the thought is powerful, and in thought you get luminously the understanding of the object. But in dhyana you also get the experience of it.
So beautiful word.
Isn't it? Jnana dhyanam visheshyate. Dhyana, more than dhyana, karma phala tyaga. If you just renounce actions, fruits, that is the highest. The excellent path is this. Because for that, tyagat shantihi anantaram. By that renunciation, you get the supreme shanti.